Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Big issues, big guest. That was great stuff from the guy at SEPTA, but I have a feeling they think they're going to be overwhelmed again tomorrow. So the message is, how early are you going to leave? Joining us for our monthly roundup, and this time he's on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs hotline, is our own Senator Pat Toomey with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well, at the Senate level, did you bet anything with Elizabeth Warren, or is it, I forget the other guy, Joe something from Massachusetts?
Ed Markey.
Ed Markey. It's Ed Markey. Yeah.
And Elizabeth Warren owe us being Bob Casey and myself. There was a lot of food. I'm not sure what all. Some beer. I think we got some Boston Sam Adams or something.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not sure, but I'll tell you, it was a blast to watch that game. That was so much fun.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you should have bet one of the Kennedys, too. That would have been.
Yeah, I suppose.
The president yesterday, this talk about shutdown and all that, how's that being processed with you and people in the Senate?
I was a little surprised to hear that, but the Senate is on a track to negotiate a way forward here. So I think we're going to have new spending cap levels. That's been one of the big holdups. The Democrats have agreed to separate the issue of funding the government from resolution of the DACA situation. So the temporary funding that's in place expires, I think, midnight tomorrow night. I think we'll have a continuing funding bill that will be passed before the end of the week, before any kind of quasi-government shutdown. And the DACA, will continue to be negotiated. And if there isn't some deal struck, then we'll go to the Senate floor and, just fight it out on the floor and see if any idea can get the 60 votes that are required. But I don't think we're going to have a government shutdown. I do think we're going to have a big brawl over DACA.
Well, that's fine with me. I'm not sure with you because you actually have to legislate and govern. But if it's status quo versus something bad, then I'm there for that. Is there any idea that appeals to you or that you're offering that might be good and might be a compromise at the same time?
Well, look, I think the president had laid out a set of four pillars of his policy, which really reflected where a lot of Republicans were all along. It's a very generous offer to the DACA-eligible folks, right? I mean, just under 700,000 young people who came here illegally as small children signed up for President Obama's illegal DACA directive. The president is offering everybody who would have been eligible. That's 1.8 million, and not just a legal status, but a clear path to citizenship. This is exactly what these folks have always wanted, and understandably so, right? They came to this. They've never known any other country. They didn't make a conscious decision. They were young children when they came here. So it's an extremely generous approach, and I think the vast majority of Republicans are fine with this. All we're saying is, if we're going to do this, we need to have some border security. Let's be clear. The message we're sending to the world is get to America with your kids, and eventually they'll be given a citizenship path. Well, if we're going to send that message, we'd better do something to have some control over this, right? And so some border security, the ability to limit extended family immigration that follows on this, that's the most reasonable thing in the world, it seems to me. That's what's available to the Democrats, and the question is whether they can basically take yes for an answer.
Yeah, that's where it seems to be going, without a doubt. Now, what's your sense in the Senate, too, Senator, if you can tell us? We had Jim Jordan on yesterday. It was excellent. Finally breaking loose the memo. that's in question, a Democrat memo to follow, then a Republican counter memo to the memo.
Yeah.
What's your sense of what we now know around this and what you can talk about?
Well, I want to see the Democrat alternative memo. So I hope that any national security issues can be redacted and eliminated so that we can see. Because I do want to get to the bottom of it. And what is disturbing about the memo that we've seen so far is it certainly suggests that there was a very low bar for the FISA court to approve surveillance on American citizen, that the FBI and the Justice Department made the request for that surveillance, mm-hmm. knowing that the main argument in favor of that came from Russian information to a British spy who was being paid by the Clinton campaign.
You said something I wanted to backtrack. Sorry to step on that line because I think it's important. Is Pat Toomey considering what you just said there? I mean, it seems to be this FISA court has to be relooked at. They, I think they cooked the books here, but it is a pretty low bar to get this sort of surveillance, is it not?
Well, this has been the criticism, and I've supported the FISA court because
right.
I recognize this very, very serious security risk that we face and the fact that there are bad guys who've gotten into the United States. So I get all that, but I am concerned that in this case, you do assume that the senior members of the FBI and the Justice Department are acting in completely good faith, but it appears as though they withheld some important information, like the particular partisan basis of their request. So, look, they deny this. The Democrats say there's a different version. I say, let's get it all out on the table. Let's get all the information available so that we can understand exactly what happened. The American people can decide, was this handled properly or not? And if not, then what do we need to do differently?
Now, you still serve on the banking group, I believe.
Committee, correct.
Yeah, committee. And the markets, yesterday, thank God, it ended up, but the volatility and then the day before, not so good. What's your sense of what's going on? Is this just normal course of stuff? Is the volatility a little bit different in your view, Senator?
Yeah, it's a big topic, Dom. The volatility of yesterday is, I think, completely unprecedented, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've certainly never seen anything like it, and that's a little bit disturbing. But more fundamentally, I think there's the markets are really questioning the pace and the mechanism and the consequence of the return to normal monetary policy. Remember, Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen told us that they were going to flood the world with dollars, monetize U.S. debt, and they were doing it for the stated goal of inflating asset prices, including stocks. Well, that part seemed to have worked. Didn't translate into strong economic growth, but they did drive up the price of various categories of stocks, sovereign debt, equities, some real estate. That mm-hmm. process worked. Well, the worry that many of us have is as you withdraw that completely unprecedented easy money period, does it have the reverse effect, right? Do these assets that were inflated by easy money, does the air come out of that bubble when you take that easy money away? And that's the risk. That's the danger. Look, the market had a tremendous run, and at some point it was the most natural thing in the world to give some back, to have a little bit of a retracing, a little bit of a correction. No big deal. No surprise. But the worry is this the beginning of something bigger as we return to normal monetary policy after years of becoming maybe somewhat addicted to just this flood of cash?
I hadn't heard that. I'm glad you told me. You put that into my quiver, my arrows here of stuff when this comes up. Parting area, the tax cut. I know that you've been one of the architects, one of the people that really the fine print of this, and now we're starting to see the fruit of that. Not sure if Republicans, maybe February 15th will be a date where more stuff will be seen with paychecks and all. I noticed it. I teach a part-time course at Community College, Senator, and boy, I just noticed the bump. It's only one class once a week. I noticed the bump in the first paycheck this year
was
substantial just for that single thing. You know, it's only a part-time job. It was very pleasant to see that. So give us a sense of what the rollout will be to pounce on this. This is incredible news that the media is looking for ways to diminish, I think.
Yeah, well, we've got to keep talking about it. But the most important thing, Dom, is what you just alluded to. You know, people who work hard for a living and they need the income that they earn, they're going to look at their check and they're going to see that it went up. Okay, Nancy Pelosi said it would be the opposite, right? Said that they were going to get a tax increase.
Mm-hmm.
Any money they got would be crumbs. Well, for her, you know, that's the case. She, you know, married a multi-gazillionaire. But for most people, $1,000 or even much less in their weekly or biweekly paycheck is not crumbs. It's really meaningful. So I think the reason that perceptions about the tax reform have been improving consistently is people are increasingly realizing, hey, you know what? This is good for me and my family. And that realization will become even more tangible and concrete as withholdings are adjusted and take-home pay goes up. And frankly, Dom, we haven't even begun to experience the benefits from all of the investment growth that this reform is going to encourage. So I'm very optimistic about both the actual economic consequences and how people will perceive this tax reform.
Well, I just want to congratulate you, because it's one thing to have the grand scheme and the grand pick. That's the vision. That's necessary. You've had that for years. It's another inside this to execute it correctly. And I know in the Senate, you were one of the key players.
Well, it was a great privilege to have the opportunity to be there as we were pulling this together. It was an enormous task, as you know, the biggest tax reform in 31 years. That didn't happen easily. But, you know, in the end, every single Republican senator voted for it. And I was really gratified, very disappointed that our Democratic colleagues all voted against it. People should ask the question of our Democratic colleagues, so if you guys are in control, will you raise taxes on everyone?
Well, of course that's the answer, of course.
Of reversing this, so you want to raise everyone's taxes.
Yeah.
We'll see how they answer.
Absolutely. Hey, Senator, thank you. Are you coming to the parade or you're stuck in Washington?
I'm stuck in Washington, but... Boy, I'll be cheering it on. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed that game. I'm so proud of the Eagles, and I was so impressed with Nick Foles and the whole team. I mean, what a great story.
You like the trick play that they used.
Oh my goodness, that was I was going crazy. I wanted him to take the field goal, take the 3 points. What are you doing? But Peterson was right. Nick Foles was right. He went over to the sidelines and asked to do that play. They were absolutely right. God bless them. What a great night.
Thanks, Senator. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.